Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking sustainability in our beef cattle production right after this. The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
If you've got cattle, you pay your beef checkoff. But do you know where it goes and if it's worth it? Well, this is Baxter Black, and I found the answers on mybeefcheckoff.com. When I sell a critter, I'm supporting projects that keep consumers loving beef. And volunteers, folks like you and me, decide how the dollars are invested, and they're good at it. Each dollar invested returns a $5 bill. So check out mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Neighbors, want to tell you about the Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Sale coming Saturday, July 16th at high noon at the Red River Livestock Market just south of Ardmore, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 800 commercial bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers, and featuring 150 clubby bred females. For sale information, you can contact John Griswold, 405-780-3300. That's 405-780-3300. Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Sale, July 16th, Red River Livestock Market. We've been talking about sustainability in raising beef cattle, and hearing the words of Brian Weech, Director of Livestock Agriculture at the World Wildlife Fund. He spoke at the recent Reciprocal Meat Conference in Manhattan, Kansas, and he says, we have got to do something. We've got to move forward on this issue of sustainability. There's a lot of danger in doing nothing.
What is the risk of doing nothing? What is the risk of simply saying sustainability is too big of an issue, too big of a challenge, something that we don't need to consider? When I talk to producers, one thing that they tell me over and over again is the challenges of legislation. Well, let me tell you, if the food value chains don't do their part relative to sustainability, there's going to be increased legislation, I guarantee it. And with that, there's going to be a stifling of innovation. There's going to be challenges of how we have continuous improvement with legislation that limits that.
So Brian Weech says we've got to figure out and agree on ways to measure sustainability and then work as an industry to make improvements.
Again, things to think about. I don't know if these are right or not, but here's a start, is what about number of head per hectare, or kilograms of meat produced per hectare of land, or calories per hectare, or grams of protein per hectare, so on and so on. What are the right metrics for industries, and particularly the beef industry, to measure? I mentioned continuous improvement. This is going to be absolutely critical. So we need to focus on the results, not just practices. We need to insist on continuous improvement. We need to be technology neutral, meaning we need to be open to proper and appropriate application of technology, whatever that is. And then we need to realize that there's cumulative effects. So it's not just carbon, it's not just water, but there's social and financial factors also involved when we talk about sustainability. To improve meat production, let me suggest that we need to be science-based. Can't focus on just one thing. We can't focus on everything. We need to find those 6 to 8, maybe 10 key impacts and work on those. And we need to understand the global implications and the baseline of performance that is appropriate.
Brian Weech, who's Director of Livestock Agriculture for the World Wildlife Fund, WWF, you know, the world's largest conservation groups. He was speaking at the recent Reciprocal Meat Conference of the American Meat Science Association, talking about this concept of sustainability in beef cattle production. Brian says the industry does need to be proactive, or we'll be facing a lot of government edicts in the days to come. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.